Welcome to episode 12 of Once Upon a Captain Swan. I'm your host, Sarah, and joining with me today we have Lindsay, Jenna,
Hello.
J-Mo,
Hello.
Gabrielle,
Hey.
Justine,
Hello.
and Kim.
Avast ye mateys.
Goodness, it's like a pirate day.
So
Oh, I'm hot.
today is Happy Once Day, everyone.
Yay!
Time. It's time.
Finally.
Yeah, as a reminder for our listeners, we record on Sundays, so in a few hours we're gonna get the very first episode of season six. We are pretty damn
We
excited
are
for it. I'm
pumped.
ready. That was a long hiatus, guys. It
I'm
was
so
really
pumped.
long.
It really was
So
too
long.
long.
Faster than me.
Did it?
Oh.
I guess
But
because I was traveling a lot.
it went a little quicker because we all got together.
Yeah.
You're right. It
That
wasn't
made
as
it go a lot
painful.
faster.
Yeah, we helped chew it through.
Absolutely. Power forward. Gotta
Go
do.
team.
Go, team,
We're like the CS fandom
Yes!
cheerleaders.
Yes!
Give
I love it.
You
That
can
was
do
a
dance
very fun
moves.
cheer.
Can we have uniforms? Can we have uniforms?
Yeah, of
Oh, we
course.
should get jackets.
Leather
Hell
jackets.
yeah! Like the
Leather
pink ladies.
jackets.
They're almost like the pink ladies, but red.
Yes.
Yes.
So today, to celebrate the start of season six tonight, we are going to be doing our Christmas wish list for season six because I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready for holidays and it's finally fall and starting to feel a little festive around here.
God. Oh,
Yes.
I'm so ready for it to be fall. Even though I live in Los Angeles and it doesn't get fall, I want fall.
I have a stash of pine cones now that I went to collect, so I'm feeling very fall-like. I'm like, yes. I'm sad.
Cinnamon and stuff on them?
No, not yet.
Oh,
I'm
so smart.
saving them to make Christmas decorations, so.
There you go. Yeah.
It's still really warm here, though. It's middle of September, and normally it's cold, but yesterday, like, I was in London, and it was 23 degrees Celsius, which I'm sorry, I don't know Fahrenheit, because obviously I live in the UK, but that's not normal. By now,
Yeah.
it's like we're in jumpers. It's just not normal. I don't like it. I don't
No,
like
yeah, over here it was like, I think it was 103 the other day.
Goo!
It was gross,
That's
and I was not
disgusting.
happy. It was not a good time.
All right, well, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like Captain Swan fans should be on the good list this year.
Yes!
Of
Really
course.
Because we've been through a lot, and I think we deserve some good stuff this season.
Damn right.
Yes.
Definitely.
So, who wants to kick things off with their list? No takers,
I'll
or I'm gonna pick
go.
one.
No, I'll go.
All
I
right,
don't mind.
Do
go,
it,
Kim.
Kimmy.
Okay, so I wrote a letter because it's a Christmas letter, right? Red
Yeah,
and
of
white
course.
Christmas letter.
Absolutely. Basically.
So effectively, it's Dear Adam and Eddie, this is my Christmas wish list for you to quote, do the thing, end quote. I've been a very good girl this year. I've only said like one bad thing and read one fic without reviewing it. I'll leave you a cake and a glass full of my tears by the chimney if it will help make my Christmas wishes come true. All right, so here's my actual list. Number one, domestic CS. Let me rephrase that. Can we please get one scene of uninterrupted domestic CS bliss? They've been fighting for each other for so long, it's only fair that they get Taco Tuesday alone, in peace. Number
Please.
two, please don't let Emma fall into old habits. Not character development, that's character regression. Please let her continue to grow and shine as the savior she is. Three,
Bless.
no more wigs for anyone.
Yes, please.
Four, snowing without the angst. Five, less teenage angst from Henry. He's never been an angsty character. Please leave Henry baby alone. Six, teenage slash adult August. Bring me Ian. And seven, any plot lines you develop, please don't rush them. On that chord, don't try to do too much at once. We love these characters and are willing to ride the wave. We love the slow burn. Eight, don't shove the steampunk down our throats.
Ah, yes.
9 more Swan Family moments. And 10, don't overkill it on the snowing, quote, we know everyone, end quote, drama. Yes. I'm not asking for much. I've been a really good girl this year. Or, to ensure these items, I'll be a bad girl, too. Love, girl. There you go. That's my letter to Eddie and Adam.
How do we follow up with that? That was...
I don't know. Yeah, that was great. Yeah,
in the episode, that's it.
Oh. So there you go. I'm curtsying in my yoga pants.
Yes! I mean, all those points were absolutely, like, on point.
Yeah. I just, especially with the Emma thing that they said this week was it in the Facebook Live? I can't remember. I kept losing.
Yeah, it was. I've written that in my letter as well, so I know.
That I really love the fact that Emma is letting her walls down, and she can be soft and vulnerable and still be the badass that she is, right? So, like, I'm really scared that they're gonna make her go completely, like, regressed, and it's just gonna be, like, angst to be angst. And I know we have some angst-trained people, but I know they appreciate well-timed and well-polished angst, and not just angst for the sake of angst.
Yes.
So, there you go.
I haven't really been, I'm not really up to date with what's going on, what's going to happen this season. I've not really been online for the last 2 weeks, so I'm going to be quite surprised. So, we'll see.
I'm kind of in the same boat. I am starting to become more reserved from spoilers, because I'm starting to think that they're taking away my enjoyment of the show. Yeah. So I'm not reading every article, and I'm not watching every clip, and I'm not actively on Tumblr searching for things anymore. So I'm hoping that all these things that will surprise me then will be more enjoyable. So,
fair enough.
Yeah.
That's kind of my little, like, my own personal goal for season 6 is to try to kind of take a step back a little bit from being too over involved in fandom and kind of let myself enjoy the show a little more.
Well, that's kind of, I'm in a similar position, to be honest with you. Like, yeah, I'm usually on Twitter all the time, just, like, looking for updates and all over Tumblr, but I was just, like, actually, I'd love spoilers, like, because I love to be able to talk about them, but at the same time, it's, like, I kind of know what's coming then, and it's not, when I actually watch the episode, it's, like, I'm not really watching it for the first time, like, coming at it with nothing, with kind of no idea what's going to happen, so... Yeah, I think I might be in a similar boat. I mean, obviously I'm going to stay in the fandom, but I'm going to try and maybe limit the spoilers to just some of the main ones, maybe.
I'm going to be that one person, and I'm probably the only person that thinks this. I really am upset that they released that sneak peek.
Because I agree.
I wanted that to be a surprise, and I'm actually really upset over it.
Yeah, that would have been a great surprise.
While everyone else is like freaking out and rewatching it, I'm just like, cool, well, that just ruined the episode for me. Like, now I can't be surprised and enjoy it because it's already out there. Like, I wanted to see the whole thing in its entirety, you know, in the where it actually is in the episode. I think I'm gonna just stop watching sneak peeks, honestly.
There's a happy medium to be said.
Yeah,
you need to find that happy medium, and I think I had that balance in season five. And I think I'm more of the spoilers right now, and I think I want to back off as well, just because I do, and I think my life blogs are a hell of a lot funnier when I don't know what's coming. So
I think the thing is, though, also this season, the spoilers we've gotten they've just been very vague. But when you get, like, the same thing, when you get Adam and Eddie basically saying the same thing over and over and over again, it gets really frustrating as someone who is a spoiler whore. Like, I'm sorry, not gonna stop looking for spoilers, not gonna not read every article, unless it is an Adam and Eddie interview, because I'm sorry, but those give us nothing.
The only thing I really don't want spoiled, and I really don't want them to release as a sneak peek the actual taco scene where they actually get to do it. You know what I mean? When it doesn't get interrupted, when they actually manage to do it, I don't want to see that before the episode. Like,
hell no.
Like, I don't mind seeing, like, another interrupted one, because, you know, they're
no
always...
more interruptions. No,
you have a point.
But, like, with their first kiss, they made such a big effort to, like, hide that kiss. So I think when it, if it comes to, like, tacos, coffee, whatever you want to call it, it is going to be a big secret thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so, where they actually do do get
it. Well, they're not going to do it out. They're not going to outdo it in
that's
the...
That's all going to be shot in studio.
That's not going to be spoiled.
Yeah. By it could be outside.
Don't worry, there's plenty of outside places in there.
Okay.
We'll get to the list later.
Okay.
I'm just going to pick someone. Lindsay, you want to go?
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Dear Adam and Eddie, it has been a roller coaster of a year for our beloved characters and myself. I think we've all coped with it fairly well. Well, mostly. So I think we deserve some good luck. So here is my Christmas wish list. Of course, I will start with Emma and Killian's relationship, as they now confirm true love, and as it stands, pre-season 6, be safe and sound. Please, can it stay that way for more than one episode? Mm-hmm. I'd like to see them discuss and explore what this true love means a little bit more. Their slow burn up to their relationship felt really authentic, and they have proved time and time again that they're perfect for each other. And thinking about it, season 5 was an emotional wreck for everyone. I would personally love it if you didn't mess with the true loves on the show whilst we deal with the next villain. Well, Rumbel excluded, of course, because I have no idea how you guys are going to write a situation that would get them out of this mess. So good luck with that, guys. It's also really important to remember that they've only returned from the underworld the other day and have just lost Robin. I understand from a writer's point of view, it's always great to have something going on, fighting villains in strange new lands. But not only do our characters need a break, I think as an audience, we do too. We definitely need a breather episode so we can deal with all the recent goings on, so we can catch up on our characters without them being in terrible danger. I mean, how would they cope with all this, and how are they all not in therapy? Moving on to Killian Jones. I would actually personally love for him to have an independent storyline without Emma, without the Dark One. He's been around for a bit now, so I'd like him to interact with others. I liked that little scene with Dave in the Underworld last season. I think a Captain Charming bromance would definitely work. Especially after Dave is going to be licking his wounds after he trusted Arthur. They could go on a lad's weekend away. Dave could teach Killian about Ireland, and Killian could teach him to sail. The possibilities. Also, I'd like to meet Killian's mum. Mm. That'd be great. Ta. I have basically written this out.
I love it.
I'm really nervous. Like, okay.
That's
now,
great.
Let's move on to Emma. And now that her walls are down, and guys, I don't care what you both say, fuck you. I'd like to see her in her day-to-day life in Storybrook. More open, everyone, babysitting her little brother, just cute domestic things. She has so much pressure put on her. I'd love her to be able to just chill. I mean, does Storybrook have a spa? That'd be a good idea. But also, there are plenty of ways of relieving stress, and I think Emma would really enjoy de-stressing by having some coffee with Killian. It will work wonders and has many other benefits. So yeah, my main wish is for some time without any fighting any villains, and coffee with our favourite couple. Totally doable. Lots of love, Lindsay.
Yes.
Oh man. Yeah, I kind of agree with that, with Emma and Killian as well. I really, really do want to see more scenes of them with other characters. Like, I absolutely love Captain Swan moments, but I do want to see them being kind of quite well rounded characters. You know, I want to see them interacting with other people and getting
friends.
Yeah.
Like, I love Captain Book. I am so thirsty for more Captain Book.
Yes, yes.
Definitely.
You had a good point, too, about not only the characters needing a break, but the audience as well. And it's like, I know we're coming off of a hiatus, but I think sometimes we do need just a little bit of a break from all this angst and drama.
Yeah.
We just need some levity.
Levity, exactly.
Yeah. It's villain after villain after villain.
There's got to be a balance. I feel like they haven't found that balance.
Yeah, I feel like that's the thing. It's like, I know a lot of people say they preferred like the first two seasons, and I feel like a lot of people kind of maybe blame the characters or blame the storylines or whatever. But for me, it's like the biggest difference between the first few seasons and now is that balance. I feel like they've lost the balance.
The first few seasons were very character driven.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like the show now has gotten so plot driven, and characters are acting very out of character, and they don't give these characters enough time to just breathe and process what happened to them.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
I'm excited to get back to the season one format.
Yes.
And
I feel like that will give these characters going back to the season one format will really give us I hope it gives us a lot of these character moments that I really miss from season one. And
We hope.
I don't fingers trust crossed. Them. Fingers crossed, yes.
I don't trust them. Everything they say, I just like, because they say one thing and it happens differently, and it's just like, I don't trust them anymore.
Oh, yeah. A&E, like, can't be trusted.
they're like blue man, they are blue. Oh my god.
All right, I'll go next. So dear Adam and Eddie, please, for the love of god, do not fuck up Aladdin and Jasmine, because they are my babies.
That's a good request.
For what I've seen so far, it seems to be okay, and I do appreciate that Aladdin is going to say my favorite line ever, do you trust me? I saw that in the promo, so yay, I'm excited. please give me more Disney references. Like, when they referenced Walt as being one of the authors is honestly one of my most favorite moments ever in the entire show.
Yes!
So please put that in more subtle little Disney references, because they make my life.
Right.
Yes.
I want Outlaw Queen references. I do not want Regina to completely have, you know, never mention Robin ever again.
Yeah.
I know that she has this whole big new problem now with her evil self being separated from her, but let's please not forget Robin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hashtag never forget.
Mm-hmm. Please do not have Belle name her baby after a dead person.
Yes.
I really want it confirmed very soon that Killian is actually living with Emma.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I know everyone else has kind of mentioned the domestic scenes, but I really just, again, like Kim said, just want that one little pure scene. Me personally, I'd like it to be like in the kitchen, like making breakfast or something.
Yes.
Cute.
Yes.
Shirtless. Also, I really like, at the top of my wish list is I want Hook, Emma, and Henry to go sailing on the Jolly Roger.
Oh yes.
I also would like to see Killian's mom brought up to find out who she is. Lastly, please do not bring back Lily. Just kill the story.
Yes,
just forget she ever happened.
Exactly.
Like, exactly. That role just tainted her for me. It even tainted the name Lily.
Right?
Will not name children Lily.
And I love Lily Potter, so I'm very
upset.
Very upset about this.
So upset. This show has ruined the names Lily and Neil for me.
Oh my god.
Like, I'm sure I could meet a guy who's like the best guy ever, like perfect match for me, and if his name is Neil, I'm like, no.
Deal breaker.
This is what once poor time has done to us.
You accidentally call that guy Bagel and he's like, what? And you're like, no, never.
It's like, no, I meant Bay, not Bagel.
All right. J-Mo, you want to go?
Here. Oh, man. She sounds like she's up to no good. Dear Adam and Eddie, I hope I've been a good girl this year, so that means that hopefully you can see fit to bring me all the stuff I have on my list.
I want Killian and Emma to finally talk about their status as true love. It is a huge deal for both of them, and I feel that it needs to be addressed. Mm-hmm. Also, if you could maybe see her parents and Henry learning about it as well, that would be awesome. Mm-hmm. Also, I need to learn about Killian's mother and what their relationship was like. It is a very integral part of his past, and I feel like it's time that it needs to be addressed. I would love more scenes between Emma and Henry, as long as Henry keeps his moody teenager attitude in check. Could you see fit to give him an Xbox for Christmas as well? That way he's distracted enough for Emma and Killian to get some more couch time. More Snow and Charming and them being and working as a team would also be amazing. And I know this comes as a shock, but I would actually like for Regina to find happiness, whether it's with another person or herself. Maybe her happy ending is finding her inner peace. And finally, but most importantly, I need a CS coffee scene and an engagement in the finale. It's time. I hope that is too much to ask for. Sincerely, JMO.
Very nice. Very nice.
And bringing up like Regina as well, like I think, you know, we do want it to happen because I think I liked her when she was with Robin, and I think it brought the best out of her character, and so now with it gone, I think she needs some time to like grieve. I know it's a bit hard on the show, but I think she needs like at least one scene where she just lets it all out.
Yes.
She has been very restrained so far.
I feel like she should take up like a martial art or something, like boxing. Boxing would be good for her.
Yeah,
it's like get it all out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm a really firm believer that everyone deserves their happy ending. Everyone, villain, you know. So I'm glad you brought that up, JMO, because it's really true, and I think that Regina has been through a lot. While I don't agree with some of the things they've written for her, I think her as a character has been through a lot, and I think she deserves a friggin' break, right? Yes. Like, can we stop killing her romantic interests? Because, I mean, that would probably turn me and make me go into a homicidal rage, too. I just feel like it's so hard that this poor character gets nothing but shit on, you know? And, like, I think that she does... Okay, sometimes. But I feel like you can't just keep crapping on the same character over and over again, because then when you crap on the character, then we have to focus on the character when she's not supposed to be the main character. Yes. But I think if you're going to say that they're not a villain, stop shitting on them. Like, you know what I mean? If you're going to shit on anybody... shit on a villain, okay? Like,
yeah.
Shit on, like, Rumpel. Jekyll.
Rumpel just keeps regressing.
Rumpel.
Exactly.
And it gets away with everything.
Yeah, I mean, and it just sucks because when you shit on Rumpel, it ends up shitting on Belle, and I love Belle. They work so hard to show that Regina was working towards her happy ending, and then all of a sudden she has, like, a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde moment herself, and... I'm very torn on it, and I'm remaining super positive about it as much as I can, but it's just like, okay, either pot commit to making her evil again, or leave her the fuck alone, right? Like, I feel like that's fair sentiment.
I really hope that since they have killed off her true love, that maybe this story becomes just a really great story about sisters.
I do.
Because there's kind of a lack of that on this show, like this kind of idea of siblings and how important that is. So I think this would be a great opportunity for them to make, you know, your happy ending could be finding your long lost sister and sharing that bond, you know,
and not being alone.
Exactly. You know? So
they've both lost their true loves as well, so they can bond over that.
True.
So that's what I'm hoping to see from both Selena and Regina.
Yeah.
That would be really nice, and I would really like that. I would really like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my
I think it would make sense for the both of them.
It would.
And especially since they're raising this new baby together. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it could just really also be a nice... I know we've already kind of talked about how the show really does show that not every family is a traditional family. But I feel like you can have a really wonderful family with two sisters raising a baby and them being happy and not being like, oh, I need a significant other to complete our family. No, we have each other. We're fucking good. We got this.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I feel like we had this chance with Frozen, and it could have been really good, and then Frozen was over before I really felt like it started.
Yeah.
Where
yeah,
Frozen
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Especially because Emma, yeah. not Emma, Elsa and Anna were separated for basically all of 4A.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that sisterly relationship is so, such an important part of Frozen the movie. I'm really surprised that they separated them for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that would be awesome. I think that Regina can find her happy ending with Zelina and the baby, and it'll be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I think, like, other than CS, like, that's the main thing that I was looking forward to this season, was Regina and Zelina's relationship.
Yeah.
It's like, I wanted that to be where kind of Regina's focus went to as well. That was definitely, like, what I was hoping would happen, so fingers crossed.
Yeah,
that would
be really
nice. Justine, you want to read your list?
Okay, well, I don't actually have a list. I'm a procrastinator. And also, I'm very Jewish, and so I never really wrote a Christmas list.
Oh.
So, I'll give a crack at it. So, dear Adam and Eddie, I don't really know what I'm doing, but I guess people can write lists and ask people for things, and it might come true. So, we'll see how this works.
I love it.
I would really love to see a musical episode.
Yeah.
I know what you guys have said multiple times, you don't know how to write one. Well, since Gallivant has ended, those writers are open to helping you write an episode. I know Alan Menken was highly tied, did all the music for that one. He might be interested in writing something.
There you
Ask
go.
Him.
I would die.
Right?
Alan Menken is like my favorite person in the world.
I know. All genius. Also, I just really want Elsa back.
Oh,
I love Frozen Swan. I thought that was a really amazing friendship. And just so, it was everything I want to see in female relationships on TV. It was supportive. They were nice to each other. They legitimately liked each other and counted each other as friends. I'm so overseeing frenemies on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Frozen Swan wasn't that.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful, beautiful friendship. Also,
it was so pure.
It was very pure.
Pure as snow.
Nice.
So I would like to see the relationship between Emma and Snow fixed somewhat. It's still very strained. And what they had, even in season two, was much better and much closer than what they have now. And it feels like Snow is spending more time parenting Regina, who is her own stepmother, than she is actually being a parent to her own daughter.
I agree.
Yes.
Another thing I want to see Regina actually work to redeem herself. I know others have said that they think that she's working. I personally don't agree with that. I don't think that forcing an author to write you a happy ending or tearing away your dark side, that isn't redemption. That isn't you trying to be a better person. She doesn't seem like she's actually sorry for all of the pain that she's caused, not only to the Charmings, but to the countless people who she's murdered and the countless families that she separated with the curse. And who knows how many hearts she still has in her vault.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot in there.
There's a lot in there. Who knows what consequences are there of these people just walking around Storybrooke heartless? That would actually be a really interesting storyline.
Ooh, yes!
Sorry, that's definitely a Kingdom Hearts reference thing.
Yes! Love Kingdom Hearts!
Right? Back me up. Anyways.
Awesome. Like, best games ever.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Disney. Why'd you stop?
Everything always comes back to Disney.
Anyways, I feel like that would be interesting. Sorry to interrupt your list, Justin.
No, sorry.
Okay. I'm kind of flying by the seat of my pants right here. Ooh, what else? I would really love, like, just, like, a holiday episode. Like, a Christmas or even a Halloween episode would be really, really fun.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. With going back to the season one format, that will help. Because season one lasted, like, the time span in season one lasted several months.
It did.
Compare, and then in season two, it seemed like all the seasons lasted only, like, at most a few weeks.
Yeah.
So I think this is the perfect opportunity for them to maybe slow down the timeline a little bit. I understand that Jared is looking older and older by the day, so you need to have it make sense that he's But at the same time, it goes back to these characters not being able to just take a moment and breathe and process. Yeah. With everything happening so quickly, it doesn't... You can't write, like, fun holiday episodes. You can't do, like, a fun musical episode if all of it is plot-driven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
True. Yeah.
Very true.
Can we please have a Halloween episode and have Emma make
the Sanderson sisters come?
Oh my god! Would be fucking amazing. And I actually think that's what I'm dressing up for Halloween. But if like nice. She like made a Nightmare Before Christmas reference and like someone who looked like a like world person of Jack Skellington shows up.
Oh I mean, my god! Stories,
right? Like. You could totally fucking work that in, but you could also work in Hocus Pocus. So
And then, I think... a Halloween episode, like, as well, it'd be, like, Emma dressing up as a pirate and stuff, and then Killian wearing red leather, you know? We're all just like a fancy dress for a party, grannies. That'd be really fun.
And they never make it.
You really have me feeding for Jack Skellington and Sally in Storybrooke. Oh my god, I need it now.
Sorry. I mean, that could be its own realm. From what I remember of Nightmare Before Christmas, I haven't watched it in a few years. It does seem like there are, like, different holiday blends that are really similar to the way that the Once Upon a Time realms work.
Yes.
Yeah.
I need it. I need it now. Season 7. Boom.
Also, I just need more clarification on what is a realm and what is part of the Enchanted Forest.
Oh, agreed.
Is Trindell its own realm, or is it part of the Enchanted Forest? Is Camelot its own realm, or is it the Enchanted Forest, just like a day's ride from Snow and Charming's castle? Like, what's the deal?
Because it seems like it never takes very long to get to anywhere else from the Enchanted Forest.
No.
Yeah. Unless it's like a whole other realm. Then actually, travel between realms seems to have gotten a ton easier recently.
I was gonna say, is it like flying out of LAX? Is the Enchanted Forest like LAX, where you're just getting connection to?
Oh my god!
Whatever world you want, right?
Rumple couldn't get on his flight.
Yeah. Right. Like, is that?
Well, then
there's
the whole thing about like realms versus worlds, isn't there? So it's like. Different realms in the same world, but then other worlds. That sounds kind of crazy, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So it's like, I almost think of like the realms as like countries.
Yeah.
In the world, and then there's different worlds. So.
I sort of get like this Victorian England kind of thing going on. It's like, why? I don't get that.
Where's that? What, oh, in the Enchanted Forest?
I don't know where it is, but, like, one of the places is Victorian England. That's, like,
the
place.
Oh, where the Darlings were.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just our world, but back in town.
Are we sure, though?
No, it's not.
It is. Cruella, it's in London. It's in London.
No, it's not. Justine, continue.
Because when we went to Cruella's world, that was just London stuck in the 1920s. What's to say that, like...
It was...
The Darling's world wasn't just stuck in Victorian England and also coincided with Alice's world.
Huh.
Well, that's what they said about Cruella's world, so I think it's the same applies to Victorian England, because we didn't... It seems to be, like, a world of its own, which I don't understand. We need to, like, come out and, like, actually fully explain
also,
it.
Also, there's no way, if that was... actually like our world and Victorian England, there's no way that John and Michael would have come to Storybrooke looking at oldest, maybe 30.
Yeah. My brain hurts.
Yeah, this is too much.
Yeah, let's continue. Yeah.
Yes, let's not question these things.
Yeah, I know. God damn it.
Don't question it, man.
Anything else on your list, Jay?
I mean, I can sit here and nitpick and try to think of more things, but I think that's, like, the big things that I would like to see going forward.
Fair enough.
Gabby?
Okay. Well, it was hard for me to come up with a list because it was the only season that didn't leave me, like, anxious for what was coming up, but I have no idea.
Yeah,
like, for
true.
Season 4, we had Dark Swan coming. Season 1, we had Magic coming and her meeting her parents as her parents. Season 2, we had Neverland coming. Yeah. Season 3, we had Elsa coming. So, like, this one, Season 5 was, like, whoop-de-doo. Like, the central story.
I just like how you just keep saying coming.
Lindsay.
Calm down.
But what I could come up with, I decided Emma and Killian moving forward in their relationship, like Coffee moving in, etc. More badass Snow.
Oh
yeah. I miss badass Snow.
Yes, and I want her to stop wearing these damn poofy jackets and outfits. I understand you had two babies, but you look good now, so I take them off, please. Pissing me
start
off.
Start some form-fitting clothes, girl.
Exactly, and take off that wig. Your hair is beautiful. like you guys said, Regina actually having some form of redemption or growth in her character. Wicked evil sister's growth. Like Sarah said, them not to fuck up Aladdin like they did Hercules.
Ooh!
Yeah.
And Tangled.
Yes, because I love those movies, and they totally, like, screwed them, so I'm, like, pissed. Season 1, flow like they promised. I don't even want a hint or a mention of a new villain or arc after the winter break. They better just continue.
Yeah,
yes.
Good one.
Thank you, that's a big one. I love that.
I actually liked Violet Believer, Violet and Henry, so I would like to see more of them.
Mm-hmm. I would just like to see Violet more fleshed out as a character, because right now she's cute, but she's very bland.
Yes,
as Regina would say, very vanilla.
Her?
Yeah.
I'll make the Arrested Development moment. Her? Plant her? Sorry.
Yes!
I said jokingly, because I don't people are gonna get on me, but the destruction of Rumbel, it was a joke. Don't send me hate mail. It's like there's really no point anymore. But I feel like they don't know what to do with Rumpel anymore. And sometimes I feel like they sit the same way with Belle because she's attached to Rumpel.
Well, you know what they're doing is they're going to give us all these really adorable flashbacks, like with her in the ball gown or whatever that they put in the promo. And so it's like, okay, so all of us that had jumped ship, they're trying to reel us back in with all of these cute little flashback scenes.
Yeah, but not that's not now.
But at least with Outlaw Queen, they put us out of misery with killing them. Like, if you're going to put them together with Rumpel back on.
Gabrielle's talking about it like we're just putting down like a stray dog.
I love Outlaw Queen. I think if anybody should have been destroyed, it should have been Rumpel. But since they didn't do that, they need to move it forward or just end it. Because
if they're going to save those two now, they're going to have to really pull something out of their ass.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
It has got because to be something big.
They've been basically broken up for 2 seasons, but not really broken up.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like a prolonged breakup.
Yeah, it's like it feels like they're constantly in the process of sort of breaking up and sort of getting back together. And it's just, I'm so fucking tired of watching it.
They're like the Ross and Rachel of Storybrooke.
Yeah,
and I hate Ross and Rachel.
Yes,
I
me too.
Hate it.
Yes.
Yeah, completely over it.
Yeah.
Like, please don't drag this out for 10 years and then have Rumpel do literally nothing. And have Belle give up her dreams and get off the plane. Belle to get off the plane.
I don't really understand why they had to, like, make Rumpel regress so much, because he was making progress. Like, why did they have to
Because they can't decide if they want him bad or good, and that's so annoying.
I mean, he's worse than he's ever been, in my opinion. Like,
and he gets away with so much shit as well, which really annoys me.
Robert is so good at being bad that it's hard when he's good because you want him to be that evil, you know, imp that we've come to love to hate. Exactly. And, but it's just that the relationship between him and Belle when he's being that way is just god awful.
It is.
But like, that's the thing though. I love Rumple in the Enchanted Forest. I love it when he's like the kind of imp and like that. But
He's the best. I don't like
Rumple in Storybrooke.
It's like we've said before. We like Rumple. We hate Mr. Gold.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe if he went back to being all scaly and shiny, Rumple, maybe we'd like them together a little more, since that's how they got together in the first place.
I think maybe the reason is because, like, there are people who are like Mr. Gold in real life. And it's like, so it just kind of reminds me of some kind of asshole that could actually do that. Whereas I feel like Rumpelstiltskin of the Enchanted Forest is so obviously like a fairy tale persona.
True.
Yeah.
Well, I still think the problem with her being with the old Rumple and the Chain of Forest is that he still wants to be bad and she wants to be good. So like, you can't put them together and expect them to have a relationship.
Yeah.
How are they gonna bring this back? Because I honestly at this point cannot see it, because I'm really upset because I love the Beauty and the Beast like relationship. That's one of my favorites. And they've just basically just shat on it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I think it's the just fundamental difference between Once Upon a Time and Beauty and the Beast is that the Beast wants to change.
Yeah.
He wants to change and be a better man and be a good person for Belle. And not even just for Belle, but because he just wants to be. But he just doesn't know how, because he's been living alone basically for 10 years. Rumple does not want to change. He's stated multiple times he's evil and he wants to be evil.
Mm-hmm.
He is not willing to change at all for her.
Oh.
Yeah. And Belle deserves better.
I think that's better. Right, because I think that's when a lot of people kind of, well, that's when I went off him. Because in the first three, like 2 to 3 seasons, he kind of was kind of at the thing where he did want to change. You know, he wanted to change for Bay. He wanted to change for Belle. This, that, and the other. So it kind of like, I liked him a bit more then, because it was like he was trying to change, but now it's just like,
I totally shipped Rumble season 1 and 2, and a little bit into season 3, right up until the dagger, fake dagger thing. I was like, all right, I can get behind this. I like this. But after that, no, it feels like once Bay died, Rumble just gave up and was like, you know, there's no point in me trying to be good. I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
And my last one was no unnecessary plot lines and episodes devoted to minor characters like they do with Merida.
Yeah.
Bear King. That was
While we love Merida, useless. It was.
I'm kind of gutted how they did it, because it's like, I feel like I love Amy and I really did like her portrayal of the character. It would have been nice if they'd actually brought a character in for a bit longer instead of it being
just a pointless
thing, you know.
Yeah. Oh, hey, let's just do Merida just to do Merida. Okay, bitch, no, that's not what you need to be doing right now.
Very shoehorned in there. I feel like Merida very easily could have been replaced with Mulan. And it still would have worked, and it would have worked better, because these characters, they know Mulan. They know her. They care about her somewhat. Even if it's just kind of as an acquaintance and ally.
I was going to say, yeah.
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 For real.
Freeze! All right. Jenna, you're the last one.
I am?
Yes. Here we go!
I have 2 lists because I have a bit of a split personality. So I'll go with my first list, which is like my nice Christmas list. And one of the things I have on that is I really want Emma and Killian to watch Peter Pan. Like, I want them to sit down. And I want them to sit there with, I don't know, some kind of really cool kind of waffles or something, and hot chocolate with cinnamon.
Waffles.
And with loads of chocolate on and ice cream, and just kind of sit there watching Peter Pan. And then obviously other activities later on. And then I really want to see, what scene I really want in there is like Emma to see Hook without his hook on and brace and stuff. Because I think I've said this before, like, I feel like that, like, him showing that to her would be like a massive thing for him. So I think that I'd like to see that, just how comfortable they are with each other and stuff. And I really want to see like a family trip out, like a family day, just to like, I don't know, like a beach or something with all of them, with like Emma, Killian, Henry, Snow, Charming, just kind of go out for the day, take a picnic and just kind of like chill out. Maybe, I don't know, go sailing or whatever. So that's my like Christmas list. And then I have my other list, which is my taco real estate list. Which is basically all of the places that I want to see coffee scenes from Emma and Killian. So
yes.
I have number one is obviously the Jolly Roger, has to be. And the new house, but within the new house I kind of have a few places like I really want to see them like in the shower, because that's just hot. Maybe like in the kitchen, maybe they're like making some kind of food and then they just can't like control themselves and just have to have sex right there and then.
Yes.
Oh my god, we are working for the explicit rating this week. Yes.
It's gonna happen. Maybe like I really want them to like do it in like the woods, in like a tree house or something. Or maybe just in like a bush, anything really.
Jenna, that is painful. Why would you wish that on anybody? Sticks go places you don't know.
Because it would look good.
Kim, are you speaking from experience?
Oh, yeah, come on.
All right.
That's sex and shit.
All right, well, they'll go out.
Never ends well.
They'll go out beforehand, and they'll chop off all of the, like bits, and then they'll put cushions everywhere.
Okay, yeah. They'll make like a little love den.
So it's not very spontaneous, but hey, whatever. Whatever's more comfortable.
Jenna,
she has magic.
That abandoned bus that August were living on.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Trailer, that's what it's called, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jenna, no, they need to be on. They're just walking around in the woods. All of a sudden, Emma starts a game of hide and seek, and it gets really heated, and he finds her, and he pushes her up against a tree.
Yeah. Was it strip hide and seek? Because I mean, that's okay too.
Yes.
Oh my god. And then
all the clothing.
Emma has magic, so she can make it comfortable.
I know she can make a blanket, you know.
And then after that, though, Emma's got to like handcuff him to the tree.
Oh yes.
Oh god.
That's how they first met, you know. Her.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
The handcuffs. Oh my god. I didn't realize how much the handcuffs were like a thing.
Epic. We actually need a scene about like we're just like Killian's found with handcuffed somewhere.
And then I have like one that's a bit more romantic rather than like, you know, like maybe if they went onto a lake in like a rowing boat with loads of swans around and like, aww. Yeah,
like had the Notebook.
Yeah, like the Notebook for Captain Swan
or Tangled
Mermaid.
Or Tangled with the lanterns in the sky.
Yeah.
It's a Disney theme.
like the boat. Little Mermaid with all of the fish and all of the birds singing around them.
Yes.
And I did look up the positions, but I'm gonna leave that to my imagination,
yes!
I think. I think it's got enough X rating for this week without me having to describe different sections.
Oh boo.
I love it.
After, so if you want to message Jenna, you can message her on this number. Yes.
This is her Tumblr page.
You mentioned this scene. What position was it?
I need to know more.
Jenna, you should do a whole post and write it up in all positions and stuff.
Yes.
I will. Seriously, if you want me to, I will.
Yes. Okay. I'm good. We need this. And and I'll reblog the shit out of it.
I have to find you on Tumblr so I can reblog.
Oh my god, it's gonna be like the Captain Swan Kama Sutra, isn't it? It's gonna be like,
yes! Oh my gosh, yes!
Yes. All right, the headphone users.
All right. Yes, yeah, so that's my two lists. That's my normal side and my nasty. Nasty side. Yes.
You guys have the nice list and the naughty list.
Yes. Yeah.
I like it. You're welcome.
Okay, well, I have an email from Katie, and she sent us her list. Her handle is itskatem8 on Tumblr. And she says, well, it's actually her birthday in a couple weeks, so she has her fingers crossed that we get some CS pillaging and plundering before that, so that she can have that as her birthday gift.
That would be such a good birthday gift.
It would.
Hi.
So these are the things on her list. Hashtag get Killian Jones laid 2016. Hashtag get Emma Swan laid 2016. Yep. And she says, if that is not on your wish list, what's wrong with you? Also, for blimps to fuck off.
Yes. Yes. I second that.
Killian and Baby Neil, she says that she read a short fic on this, and she just wants it so badly that she's in physical pain. Huh. So, little Baby Neil, Snow and Charming's kid. Okay. Killian, Henry, and Emma working together as an amazing trio.
Yes.
Yeah.
Killian making eyebrows at Henry over his girlfriend or giving him love advice. If Emma wants to be standing in the background rolling her eyes, I would be more than okay with that. Snowing treating Killian more like family rather than just her boyfriend.
Yeah.
More of Captain Book. Wait, is that what we're calling it? What are we calling it?
Yeah, Captain Book.
Okay. I thought it was Captain Beauty.
I thought it was Captain Beauty.
Yeah.
I feel like Captain Beauty bleeds into ship territory.
Okay.
Whereas
okay.
Captain Book is purely bro TP.
Okay.
That I can understand.
That makes sense, Justine.
Belle being a strong, super independent woman who doesn't need Rumble.
Yes.
Snow getting back out there being a badass butt kicking mom.
Yes.
More of Colin not winking properly.
The best.
All the Captain Swan house. Ooh, Killian's mom and Liam 2.0.
Yeah, another one. Liam.
Emma actually dealing with her emotional trust issues. It's repeatedly screwed her over, and I just so want to see her actively working through it and becoming a stronger person because of it. Killian went through a whole lot of his guilt in season 5, and I want to see him continue to work through that as well. Seeing him fix more of his mistakes from his past would be awesome, but I want to see Emma working through her issues too. Emma smiling and laughing more because it warms her stone cold heart.
Yeah.
Pirate sailor sword fighting Killian because we never have enough of that. So, yes. Which leads into the next one: more of the red vest, the black vest, the puffy pirate shirt, jacketless Killian, which we've talked about numerous times.
Yeah.
She also says sleeveless Killian. Imagine him in shorts. What is life?
Holy shit. I need a moment.
Never a moment. Killian
I need a moment to appreciate those thighs and the calves.
She says hair porn like Emma's high ponytail that she had on their date.
Oh, yeah.
And lastly, Killian trying to be more modern. I want to see him try and drive a car. He can obviously ride a horse. She says, I have horses, and any man who can sit astride a horse and look that sexy is 100% my thing, but watching him drive a car would make my entire life 10 times better.
Nice. It would have to be automatic, though.
Yes.
Yeah, it's right.
Save a horse, ride the savior. What? Also, she mentioned that it was her birthday in a couple weeks now. She would love to have a CS taco scene. It's also Emma Swan's birthday in a couple weeks, too.
Yeah,
so maybe she'll get some birthday loving.
A birthday episode.
I would love to see that.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be great. It'd be such a good throwback to the first episode.
Exactly. Exactly.
So thank you, Katie, for your email. That was an awesome list.
I have a Tumblr list from our friend Allison, aka Coffee Shop Cynic on Tumblr. She says, "Dear Adam and Eddie, I have been a really good Once Upon a Time fan this year, and for Christmas I would love a couple things. First on my list is more Captain Cobra. I just want Henry to call Killian dad and Killian to get all flustered and honored. I also would like Henry going to Killian for girl advice. I would also love some more Captain Charming. Boys' night! Maybe a wee bit of too much alcohol and some funny moments between them, naturally ending with Emma getting a call to arrest them and Mary Margaret making David sleep on the couch.
I just had visions of them, like passed out on, like, the steps of City Hall, like, snuggling. That's how Emma has to show up to arrest them. Sorry.
They're spooning! They're spooning!
Yes! Yes!
Who's the big spoon?
David's the little spoon. No, David's the little spoon. Killian is totally the big spoon.
Yes, and last, can we please have some Captain Swan coffee? Much thanks and love, Allison. Short, sweet, and to the point.
Yeah.
Very good, Allison. Very good.
Yes.
Thank you.
Let's move on to our weekly recs.
Been a while.
Yeah.
Yes.
It has actually, yeah.
Well, we had so many last week, so it's like
we
feel like that made up for it.
It was fun.
Who's got one? I'm gonna fully admit that I don't have one this week because I have not read or seen anything this week because my life has been so busy. So I apologize. I'm unprepared.
I got one.
It's perfectly fine, honey.
I got one.
Go ahead.
So it's called Can't Erase Me by I Captured Kindness, aka Cynthia, who is a very good friend. I love her so much. She's so nice. But it's a fake dating fic, and those are my absolute weakness. And so Killian and Emma are exes, but Emma's parents don't know that they had broken up, so she's like, hey, I kind of need you to pretend that we're still dating, so that we can go to my parents' house for their anniversary party. Are you okay with that? And of course he says yes, and there's bed sharing and feelings and a lot of things. And it's so good.
Touching.
No touching as of yet.
Okay.
Oh.
But I feel it is coming soon.
Nice.
So yeah, I highly recommend it.
So with Fan Art Friday coming back now, I've actually chosen a fan art this week.
Nice.
So it's by Something Altogether, and it's a lovely drawing of it's called Upon Another Time, so it's Princess Emma and Pirate Killian. But I think, you know, with all this talk about a potential Captain Swan wedding in the distant future, obviously it's just getting me in the mood for it. And I think Emma looks beautiful. Killian, beautiful as always, looking in his true self. I think that would be a perfect wedding photo.
That sounds great. I've not seen that one, so I'll definitely look up.
I come equipped with two this week, so Sarah, I got your back.
Yay!
So, first one is a fic. It is by Solo Princess on Tumblr. It is called Starlit Serendipity. And the summary is, Hook shows up in the middle of the night to take Emma stargazing. So, total fluff, of course, for me. So it's amazing, and it's super adorable, and I was kind of squealing the whole time. It was perf. I was all about that. And then the art rec, I gotta pull up really quick. The art rec is from Coco Hook 38. And it is just this really great picture of David and Killian just being dorks. And it's amazing. Killian is smooshing David's face. I think Jenna, actually, or JMO actually sent this one to me a while ago.
Is that Julie?
No, Jen.
Yeah.
What?
No, I mean, is Julie the one that does it?
Wait,
yeah.
It is Julie. Yeah. Yeah. I can't remember.
Sorry.
I'm awful. I am awful with names. I'm like, I can remember user handlers all the time and handles, and no, I'm fucking...
Yeah, her drawings are great. Like, they're all, like, chibi hooks
yes,
and
yes,
stuff.
And I think that's why I love it. So, anyways, that's my rec for this week.
Aw, yay, Julie.
I did two fan videos. One is Emma Hook. My fan videos have a theme. I want some coffee time, so they're both sexy ones. They're all both AUs. So the first one is Emma and Hook Powerful by Sarah Wantzer. And the other one is Your Body is Wonderland by... Sorry, Just for Fun Vids 925. And they're both great.
We're all quite sexy tonight. We're all kind of like, you know, in the mood.
I think it's the sneak peek of the fact we're going to be watching the episode soon.
Yeah, well, very, very thirsty tonight, guys. Sorry.
I'm sure everyone's getting a laugh.
All right, so I've got a fan vid recommendation this week. It's Star-Crossed Emma and Killian AU by Swan. Pardon?
That it's so beautiful.
I know, it's great, isn't it? That's by Swan's Captain. And as the title suggests, it's an AU, and basically it's Emma and Killian are kind of like star-crossed lovers, and they keep kind of falling in love again and again through time, so they like keep getting reborn again over time. And it's just really, really good.
Is this based on the Fallen series?
I don't know,
but it's beautiful.
Because I read a series of books that is like that same story, so that's why I didn't know if this was like related.
But yeah, it's great.
I actually have a fan video recommendation this week. It is by Dealing Dreams, and it's called Dark Captain Swan Heathens. And our good friend Ray, who was the only one not here today, put this in our chat, and she and I have a thing for Suicide Squad, and that song, Heathens, is just one of our favorite songs right now. And the fact that someone took that song and put it with all like the Dark Swan, Dark Hook moments together, it just gave me all of the squealy moments, and it's absolutely fantastic. So I think you guys should check it out.
Awesome. That does sound really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I found one.
Yay!
Okay, so they're two different artists, but they sometimes collaborate to do photos. So one is Ileana, or Wind of Forever on Twitter, and she will sometimes collaborate with Lamora, and they make the most stunningly gorgeous images.
Yes!
Like, their Photoshop skills are on point.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like they take Killian and Emma and they put them in these just ridiculously beautiful situations. Like, the Thumbelina one was so gorgeous.
Don't even talk.
I love that Thumbelina one.
I have the Sleeping Beauty one as my home screen on my phone. That's how much I love it.
Yeah, they're all perfect. And then the one where they did the hook and the swan necklace that just came out.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh my god, like that I want like hanging on my wall. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
So.
And that may or may not be my lock screen on my phone. Yes. So I have both of them.
So yeah, shout out to both of them for their amazing artwork.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, I think that about wraps this up.
Yeah.
We're gonna watch the episode tonight. And
yeah, we are.
You'll hear our thoughts about it next week.
3.5 more hours? 4.5?
3.5.
I'm so excited. I'm all like, I'm so psyched up right now.
I'm literally going to have about 3 hours sleep before work, but I don't care.
I have work off, so I'm happy.
So do I. I was glad I had work off the other day when my friend got me. He's never driven me faster to my house in my life, so I was able to buy all of my photo ops for Vancouver. That's it, everybody. I'm officially going to Vancouver.
Yay!
And so is Cammie!
And I have gold, so I officially have no money for the rest of my life.
Totally worth it, Mom, sure.
And I can announce that I'm going to be at New York Comic Con in 2 weeks to see Adam and Eddie and Jen.
Yes! Oh my gosh!
It's my first time seeing Jen. I'm gonna cry. Oh, I'm gonna cry.
I want to hear all about it.
Yeah.
So
Can't wait to hear everything.
I will give a play-by-play for sure after it happens.
I'm just gonna get a text. Like, her hair is so pretty.
So for all you listeners out there, go ahead and send us all of your thoughts after you watch the episode, because we're not going to record until the following Sunday. So you have an entire week to send us your thoughts on the very first episode. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you loved, what you hated. And we will put all of those on the show next week. Yay. And as always, follow us on all of our social media. We are OUACS Podcast on Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Gmail, WordPress. And you can subscribe to us on iTunes, Audioboom, and Pocket Casts.
All the places.
So we will see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.